956, Bert Braverman and Kathleen Meredith, east of Shore Drive, being lot 10 within Thomas T. Jones subdivision, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, Gene Byer, on behalf of Bert Braverman and Kathleen Meredith. Mr. Braverman will do the testifying. If he can be sworn, I'll move right to it.
Mr. Braverman?
If you can come forward and be sworn, Bert.
Your name and address, please.
Bert Braverman, 9057 Shore Drive, Prime Oak Beach.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Bert, if you could describe the property in its present condition to the Board of Adjustment.
The present house is about 45 years old. We bought it about 4 years ago. It is about 1,400 square feet. We bought it with the idea to rehab it. We had builders out. Every builder told us that it did not make any economic sense to do so because we have to replace the pipes which are rusted, the electrical which is shot, the windows which are leaking, the roof which is leaking, and what they told us at the end of the day was we were going to save some framing, and that didn't make sense.
This is a single-story cottage?
Single-story.
As a part of your application, you prepared or had prepared an as-built survey, a footprint of the property. Did you discover any guard or other nonconformities with the location of the existing property?
We did. There were substantial nonconformities. The house was built exceeding the setback on both the north side and the south side. On the north side, the nonconformity was about 5 feet over the setback line for the entire 53 feet length of the house. On the south side of the house, it was for about a 30 foot section. And that was that was even more because that's along a paper street that technically has a 15-foot setback.
In fact, the house sits on a lot that's only 50 feet in width.
Correct.
And according to the survey, the house is 39 feet in width?
That's correct.
Is there also a rear yard violation that needs to be corrected?
We have two constraints, both on the east side and the west side. On the east side, facing the bay, the original owner built a pavilion that's extending out beyond the setback. We're going to take that down. And then on the west side of the property, there's not a setback issue, but we have to replace the septic field as well, and we've had that designed, and so that limits where we can go on that side of our house.
Let's talk about what you propose. In the application, there's a copy of a footprint survey of the proposed new home. Can you describe what that is and how it addresses the existing nonconformities?
Yes. The new home will be 2,400 square feet. It'll be on two stories because there is not enough room on one story. The new home design will eliminate the entire nonconformity on the north side of the house. On the west side of the house, it'll be constrained by the septic field. On the east side of the house, it will eliminate the nonconformity, that's the pavilion that was there, and it'll also be limited by the Denrec setback line. Mm-hmm. And on the south side of the house, it will eliminate as much of the existing nonconformity, I believe about 40% of that nonconformity. And the part that we can't eliminate is the subject of the variance request.
And that's approximately 8.8 feet in side yard variance fronting on Carey Street.
That's correct.
Can you briefly describe how you are able to meet the standard of either unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulties?
Yes. As I said, we bought the house expecting to use it as it was, and that was a 39-foot house facing the bay. If we were confined to the setbacks, particularly because of a paper street, we'd be subject to a 25-foot width limitation. And, of course, that would do two things. First, it would force us to go up an additional two stories instead of one. The whole idea here is that this may someday be our retirement home. We don't want to get into an additional flight of stairs if we can avoid it. And the second is, of course, we bought it because of the beauty of looking out on the bay. And if we cut the width of the house from nearly 40 feet down to 25 feet, we're going to substantially affect not only the functionality, but the enjoyment of the house.
Have you had occasion to speak to any of your neighbors about this project?
excuse me. We have. We've spoken to all of the neighbors. Theodore Jones, who owns the lot that consists of the Paper Street, Carey Street, stated that he had no objection. The Korbs, who live on the north side, have sent a letter to the board saying that they have no objection. And we spoke with all of the neighbors on the opposite side of the street. They all sent me emails indicating that they had no objection. And finally, we spoke with the James family, who is south of us on the other side of the Paper Street, and they said that they had no objection.
For the record, gentlemen, there are copies of correspondence from Theodore Jones and Elaine Muncy, who are the owners of the unopened Paper Street called Carey Street, and there is a letter from Mr. Court. That's our application. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have. For the record, I am obliged to observe that Melissa's a vast visual improvement over Mr. Rickard.
I like that. Make sure we got that down for the record.
Thank you.
What's Carey Street actually used for? Just beach access?
Been open forever.
People walk up to the
beach. It's a footpath.
Yeah. Always been there. That subdivision was created in the 50s by Thomas P. Jones, who was the brother of Theodore Jones. The property's passed through two estates and is now owned by Theodore Jones and his cousin Elaine Muncy.
Okay, gentlemen, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter of no objection.
One letter of no objection.
Okay. From his neighbor.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9956, as I don't believe it would affect the essential character of the neighborhood. It certainly won't affect the street, as it's not used as a street, and it will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9956. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Your case is approved, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.